This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Gina Baxter. So Gina, spent far too much time on Twitter again over the last week or so. I'm not addicted.
Yes.
I can stop Twittering whenever I want. It's fine.
Don't believe a word.
But it did get me thinking that it seems to be really filling a gap. And I think the gap is having the ability and the skills to just start communicating with people at random.
Mm, I totally agree with you. And you see that especially in cities. I think, and I've been looking at all age groups as well, different clients that have come to me who are actually, one of the main issues is not being able to meet anyone fundamentally.
Yeah.
And that goes from not having anyone locally to talk to in a shop regularly or friends that live nearby to successfully finding someone that they really wants to start a relationship with. And it's almost as if we've hunkered down in our own little Twitterific Facebook world.
Yeah.
And we're losing the skills of what it means to properly interact with other human beings and open ourselves up to the joy that really does bring.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a confidence coach, I do get a lot of clients obviously coming to me saying that, you know, they don't feel confident or comfortable talking to strangers or other people, and they would really like to meet somebody, you know, a girlfriend or boyfriend, and they would like to, you know, have a relationship, but they find it difficult to meet people. They don't like going to clubs and bars because that's not really conducive for everybody. So one of the things I suggest that they do is that they practice talking to complete strangers. Now, I actually recommend that they start talking to completely the opposite type of person that they would normally date. So for a heterosexual man, for example, I would recommend that they actually start a random conversation with another man who will know, and you'll know, there is no hidden agenda there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other reason for talking to that person other than just having a bit of a banter.
That's such a brilliant idea, because the person, it's so easy. I mean, speaking as a woman, you know instantly when a guy's got an agenda. You know, the second, you know, that you basically know what he's thinking.
Mm.
And getting clients out there to just practice where there is no agenda is fantastic, because that's just going to give them confidence. They'll find different things to talk about themselves. They'll suddenly realise that they've got far more interesting things to say than they thought they had. And also people find them interesting, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's a lovely idea.
The guy that I gave this little mission to, he took it upon himself to go out into the big wide world and in some kind of sort of social experiment, he was going to speak to 5 random people over the next week.
Oh, wow. I love it. Yeah.
And he came back the following week and he was saying, oh, you know, it was actually really interesting, because everybody I spoke to, pretty much everybody, had a story to tell.
Oh, I'm sure they did. And they were probably so happy to share it, too.
Yes, yeah. And it because they had an interesting story to tell, it gave him the ability to feel a little bit more open and a little bit more happy to tell a little bit more about himself. So it became almost a little bit of a sharing experience. And because there was no agenda, it really was just a nice, simple, cheerful, happy conversation that lasted a few minutes, and he probably never saw that person again for the rest of his life.
Yeah, how fantastic is that? I mean, I'm sure that's probably the way life was when communities were more close-knit. In most countries, you knew, you had your extended family, you knew people in the local shops, and there wasn't the great movement of population that there is now.
Yeah.
I know that's one thing certainly that I miss where I live. It's very urban, very central, and there's no feeling of a centre or a heart. And there's constant transient movement. And it's just so important. I think that's why social networking like Twitter and Facebook are so massive, because people don't have it in their day-to-day lives.
Yes, absolutely. And it's quite funny when you walk down the street and you see somebody with their iPhone out Twittering as they're walking down the street. It's like, There are hundreds of thousands of people stood around you at the moment, and you're choosing to speak to some random person in the United States, which is, it can be quite interesting, but, you know, keep it in context and try and have a variety of ways of communicating with people.
Well, I think that's it. I think, you know, Twitter has its uses, and I think it's quite funny, although I don't want to know about someone going off for a pee, which is what I read the other day. an American, of course. But thanks, love. But I think networking, business, great. But socially, no, I'd rather just, you know, sit and have a glass of wine and talk to someone, or just have a little chat while I'm on the tube. Yeah. God forbid, speak.
Yes, very, very strange. And it does take a little bit of forethought. You know, is the social situation that you're currently in conducive to random bouts of conversation? At 7:30, 8:30 on the morning, on the tube, it's very unlikely you're going to get anybody interested in talking to you at all. But it does happen. Exactly. You know, it is possible. Yeah. But so assess the situation first of all, and think about whether it's something you'd like to do.
That's true. I think and definitely, yeah, once you've targeted someone that looks open, depending on the situation, then just take a deep breath, have a few things ready to say, and just go for it and just enjoy the exchange. Because most people, when they get over the shock that someone's actually approached them and actually talking to them, it's another human being. I think most people, in my experience, are really, really open to sharing something. Mm. They feel everybody, I think, certainly if you're living in a major city, misses that connection.
Yeah.
So it's just simply not the same via a computer or via a phone.
Yeah. I mean, for example, one of the conversations I sparked up this morning with a complete random stranger, I was getting a coffee from a Starbucks. And you know, they have those extra jugs of milk that you can top your coffee up if you want to. Mm. This poor guy somehow had managed to throw his milk rather than pour it all over himself and all over the counter, and he was just stood there with hands dripping in milk.
And God.
As I came over, I couldn't help laughing a little bit. I said, "Your day's not really gone off to a great start. Do you want a hand there?" He said, "Oh, yeah, I'm okay. He's sort of like desperately trying to mop everything up. But then he was telling me about the milk and how he's trying to pour it and how it's all gone over him, but at least it's not gone over his suit, so it's not so bad. And it's kind of, it was a 2-minute conversation that I had with that guy.
Yeah. But that's lovely.
It was something that I felt was appropriate. It was comfortable. I was offering to help as well, so he didn't feel like I was, I was trying to, I don't know, pick him up whilst he had covered in milk. You know?
Yeah, exactly. When he was down. Naughty boy, yeah.
And I thought there's quite a good example that happened just this morning, that you can start conversations. It doesn't have to be in depth, but he did have an interesting story. He had just poured milk all over himself.
Exactly. Yeah, that's such a good opener, isn't it? And I think the main thing is, and that's something that I don't always remember, is to actually smile before you start speaking to the person. I think a smile just melts people. They can't help but smile back. And that's a great way to start a conversation. Mm. Just really, you know, that it makes someone feel more open straight away. Yeah. And we don't do enough of that, really. I think we're so frightened of rejection, or frightened that people are just going to hold up the hand and run off screaming into the, you know, into the afternoon sunshine, that we don't often make the effort.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, if you're going to start up a conversation, if you can find something that relates directly to that person, so maybe an item of clothing that they're wearing, or their hairstyle, or, you know, something you've just seen happen to them. And make some kind of a positive comment. My positive comment was, do you want help there?
Yeah, exactly. It's true. I saw a woman the other morning. She was just running across the bridge, actually, and she had the most incredible pair of green shoes. It was a colour that I'd not seen before. And I just had to run up and tell her how much I loved her shoes. And I didn't hang around for a conversation, really. I actually felt slightly embarrassed and didn't want to bother her early morning, you know.
Yeah.
And but her face lit up. She looked so happy because she obviously enjoyed wearing them. And she was really happy that someone else had noticed them.
Mm.
And it was great. I went off with them springing my step, and so did she. It was lovely.
Yeah. And certainly, the more you practice doing this, the easier it does become, and the easier it is to have a conversation with somebody without the hidden agenda.
Exactly, and that's a crucial point that you mentioned before. When we have an agenda and we actually want something, or we've already decided from the get-go what we want, it just people pick it up immediately and their defences will be up.
Yeah.
Whereas if we approach them with a sense of giving, rather than wanting to take something,
yes,
it alters the whole dynamic and it becomes a much easier two-way flow.
Yeah. Well, going back to the client that I sent off on his little mission to go and speak to five complete random strangers, that the week after that, he came back to me and said that he's actually got a date. And I said, oh, that's fantastic. How did that happen? Where did you meet them? What, you know, was it in a bar or a club? What? He said, no. It was actually the lady in the flower shop that I've fancied for ages, but I didn't know what to say to her. And because of the experience and the sort of trial that I went through of just talking to people, I went in there, and yes, he did have an agenda. He asked her out on a date, but that's slightly different. But because of the way he went in there with the confidence that he knew that he could have a 2-minute conversation with somebody. Next thing you know, he's come out and he's got a date with the lady. So,
oh, fantastic. Good for him. That's brilliant. And he wouldn't have done that probably if he hadn't have had those little practice attempts with complete strangers.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have happened, because he would have just built it all up and probably imagined that she was going to say no and run the whole gamut of negative thinking. So it just shows if we did it a little more often, not only would we brighten up a stranger's day, but it could also lead to something far more exciting.
Absolutely.
Potential relationship. Wow. Sounds great. I'm off to practice now.
And certainly, yes, if you do want to practice via Twitter, you can, because we're both on it constantly far too much, but we're more than happy for you to contact us via Twitter. My username is Life Coach, all one word. And Jean, I think yours is London Life Coach, isn't it? All one word.
It is, Paul. London Life Coach. Fantastic. Yes. I'd love to hear from anyone out there who's also on Twitter.
So I'm going to put the links to our Twitter accounts on this posting as well. So if you're getting it via our website at actionpodcast.com, you can just click on those links and it will take you straight to our Twitter accounts. Or alternatively, you can email us. We do accept emails too from complete random strangers.
Yes, we do.
And it's paul@actionpodcast.com or gina@actionpodcast.com. We'd really love to hear from you.
We would. We'd love some feedback. So if you're enjoying the podcast, then please let us know. And if you have any suggestions for any future shows, then we'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much.
Great. Thanks, Gina. You take care. Speak to you very soon.
Take care, Paul. Thank you. Good night.
So today's podcast has been about icebreakers and how to start up a completely random conversation with somebody that you don't know. The most important thing, and the first point, is that it must have no agenda. There must be no ulterior motive behind this conversation that you're going to be starting. The second point, engage that person in something that relates directly to them, maybe a positive comment about something that they're wearing or something that they've just experienced. And always make sure that the comment you make is positive. You know, you have a nice pair of shoes, or do you want some help with that? Something like that. And finally, don't forget, it's not just a one-way thing. You're obviously going to greatly benefit from the practice of having these conversations, but chances are you're going to find some really interesting people and some great stories that they have to tell. So get out there and enjoy those conversations.